marriage, hauntings, murder. We've got it all. A husband and wife talking about all things real, scary, and truthful. Welcome to our podcast.
Okay, guys, I just watched the press conference from the Moscow Police Department, and I took some notes, so I'm going to talk about them now. I will say they didn't say a lot of stuff because of laws in Idaho, but like I said, I'll get into that in a second. They did start right at 3 o'clock, which is amazing because, you know, a lot of press conferences, they're like, oh, we'll start at 1:30 and then you have to wait. So they did start right at 3 o'clock. Chief Fry was the first one to talk, said that they arrested Brian Kohlberger in PA on a warrant for Ethan, Zanna, Madison, and Kaylee's death. He was from Washington and he's a grad student at Wash U. But Idaho law states that they can't release a lot of information to the public until he has his first appearance in court. So they can't really give out a lot of information now. They did receive 19,000 plus tips and they did over 300 interviews. He talked a little bit about how Kaylee and Madison got home first and then Ethan and Zanna showed up later. And how the call was made at 11:58 from inside the home from a roommate's cell phone. And when police responded, that's when they found the victims. They did confirm that it was a homicide by stabbing. They did have some defensive wounds and each had been stabbed multiple times. He also said that no arrest will ever bring back the students, but it will bring justice slowly. It is a complex case and a very extensive case. And what they've been doing is try to develop a clear picture over time of what happened and why it happened. And they also know that the work isn't done either. It has really just begun. He said that they pursued every lead and understand that information not being released to the public was hard, but they didn't want to alert the suspect in any of their information, so holding things close to the chest was very helpful for them. He did thank the police in Moscow and the Idaho police as well, and all of the crime lab techs and scientists. He thanked the community and the nation and media partners for keeping up with the news and helping with tips. And then the county prosecutor Bill was introduced. He said he was sad and happy to be there, that they charged Brian with 4 counts of first degree murder and felony burglary. He will share information as it's allowed to be shared, and he said that he can't wait to share the information with the public, but the probable cause affidavit is sealed until he's physically back in the county and has been served with Idaho arrest warrants. Then after that, the affidavit will be available to us and to the public. He said Brian is a grad student at Wash U. Like I said, he lived in apartment housing. He had an appearance in front of the judge in PA and has no bond, and he'll be back in court next Tuesday, and he does have a public defender. And they also said that when he does get transferred over to Idaho, he will not have a bond here either. He can waive extradition, but if he does that, then obviously they will get him now. If he doesn't do that, Idaho can initiate it, but that means it will take a while for him to get here and delay the case as well. Once Brian is in Idaho, he will have an appearance with their magistrate, and court will be there, and that will be where a lot of the information will come from. So basically, you pretty much have to keep following the case to see what's going to come out and when, because of, like I said, Idaho's laws prevent a lot of it from coming out. He did say it is not the end of the investigation. It is just the beginning. We now know who it is and what's charged, and to please get the information out there. And if you know any information about him, please come forward and call the tip line and report anything you know about him so they can understand everything there is to know and what happened and why. And please don't hesitate to call the tip line with any information you have about Brian Kohlberger, because they want to know everything. Colonel Kedrick Wills was introduced. He said they are happy to bring this to a successful conclusion to ensure justice, and he thanks everyone for their help. He said the investigation is far from over and they are dedicated to getting answers they want to share, but they can't, basically. The president of the University of Idaho, Scott Green, was then introduced. He is said that he was the welcoming to the news of the arrest on behalf of the school and everyone involved. He thanked police and all law enforcement and says with time they will all heal. Chief Fry came back for questions. He wasn't able to answer a lot of questions because it is still an ongoing investigation. He did say that remediation, which is the house cleanup, was stopped because of legal requests from the court, but didn't say why. He is glad that they kept things close to their chest because it helped their investigation, and they are still looking for all pieces of evidence, weapons included, but they did find an Elantra, but he didn't say if it was the Elantra. So, like I said, they are keeping it very close to the chest still, which they have to because of Idaho laws, but they are eager to get information out to the public when they can. I will definitely be keeping you updated as information comes out. I just don't know when that will be. So this is all we've got for now, but thankful that there is an arrest, and hopefully things move swiftly so justice can be served. But like I said, I will let you know anything else comes out, so we will see. Other than that, that's all I've got for now. So thanks for listening, and we will be back with regular episodes in 2023.